Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Special for those guys.
Ohtani smokes this ball to right center field, off the wall. Throw from Conine is late, and it's a screamer of a double to start this ball game.
Yeah, just getting a double is not such a big deal for Shohei Ohtani, but he followed that up immediately by stealing third.
There they go, throw to third, beats him, but he got his foot in. The 50th for Ohtani.
He should have been out. I don't know how he got that stolen base. It was amazing. So the reason this is significant, Shohei Ohtani, this unbelievable, doing things nobody's ever done before, superstar for the L.A. Dodgers, formerly with the L.A. Angels, that was his first stolen base of the night. That put him at 50 on the season. Now, Shohei Ohtani, if you don't follow baseball, okay, just a quick get-up-to-speed kind of thing, Shohei Ohtani is one of the best pitchers in baseball and one of the best, or maybe the best hitter in all of baseball. And he does both. Now, this year he's not doing both. He's not pitching this year, but historically he's done both. So it's not fair. He'll be in a game and he'll be pitching and he's amazing as a pitcher, and then he'll bat and he's amazing as a batter. Like, it just doesn't happen. Okay? It just doesn't happen. So he is absolutely amazing in this regard. But he's also fast. People who hit for power typically are not fast. People who are fast typically don't hit for power, because they're kind of different body styles, different muscles typically that you're good at. And also, people who hit for high average are not typically necessarily people who have a lot of power. There's just a lot of trade-offs in baseball, usually. Shohei Ohtani is doing something that nobody has ever done before. There's only been six people ever, including him, that have had a 40-40 season. That means 40 stolen bases and 40 home runs. Jose Canseco, Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, Alfonso Soriano, and Ron Acuna Jr. last year did something unheard of. 41 home runs and 73 stolen bases. It never happens, okay? The other guys are all in the 42-40, 42-40, 42-46, and 46-41. So it's really hard to do both of these things. Shohei Ohtani was about ready to do something unbelievable. He was sitting at, after that stolen base, he had 50 stolen bases on the year and 48 home runs. He's up again in the second inning.
That's a base hit to right field. Ohtani's 2-for-2. Muncy's headed for the plate. Conine's throw's cut off.
In and of itself, not such a big deal. He picks up a run batted in. He picks up a hit, but that's 2-for-2 with a run batted in. Next time he's up to bat, again in the second. He's on first base in the second.
To him, about 50-50. How about 51? Into second with a stolen base. His second of the game already.
So two at-bats, two hits with an RBI, and two stolen bases. So he's now at 51 stolen bases for the season. And then he's up again in the third.
Slashes his third hit of the game into the left center field gap. Looks in to score. Here comes Páez. Ohtani heading for third. Relay is in time.
Here's the almost would have. Keep in mind that that would have been a triple. So he would have had a single, a double, and a triple. And there's a thing called hitting for the cycle in baseball. That means getting all four kinds of hits, single, double, triple, and home run. And he was inches from getting a triple. That's relevant in a moment. He didn't get it. He got thrown out at third base. He's up again in the sixth inning.
Tani sends one in the air. Deep right field. He's in a world of his own. In 135 years of Dodger baseball, Shohei Ohtani, his 49 home runs matching Sean Green for the most in a single season.
That alone is impressive, you know, being the top of the Dodgers historically. Okay, 49 home runs, 51 stolen bases. Again, four hits so far. He's 4-for-4. Up again in the seventh.
On a 1-2, Ohtani sends one in the air. The other way, back it goes. Season. Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club.
51 stolen bases and 50 home runs. Nobody's ever even come close. The most same is like 42. Like, it just it's unheard of. Okay, and at this point he's 5 for 5 with 7 RBIs in the game. He gets up again, and now you have to have a team supporting you to get so many at-bats, to get 6 at-bats. Dodgers wind up winning this game 20-3, by the way, so you got to get some help to get so many at-bats. But with 2 outs in the 9th inning, you know, it could have only been 5 at-bats, but he gets a 6th one.
Smiling. We all are watching this guy. Oh, my gosh! Shohei Ohtani! The greatest day in baseball history!
3 home runs, 2 stolen bases, 6 hits, 10 ribbies.
This is not real life. He is not human.
Agreed. They just don't even know what to say. And inches from the cycle. I mean, he... Oh. Look, 75 players in history have ever hit 6 hits in a game. That's not that rare, but that's still pretty amazing. You've only got about... Let's see, the people who have gotten, where is the number here? I think I counted it, and it's about 15 people that have ever gotten 10 RBIs in a game. Okay, there's a couple of people that have gotten 11 or 12, but mostly 10. I mean, that's a really high number, because you got to get enough bats in order to get them. The other teammates have to get on base and so forth. But the 50-50 thing is insane. And he's still got like 9 games left in the season. He's not done. So if you go to work today and you hear people talking about baseball and they're talking about Shohei Ohtani, this is what they're talking about. And it is genuinely a... You can't even imagine this ever happening again. It's unless he does it next year. Because having a player who is capable of doing this and doing it is amazing. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. But if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, through that construction zone, we're starting to see some delays there. About maybe a 5 to 8 minute delay associated with that one. And if you're getting off I-10 at 29... headed southbound, you're going to see some delays there also. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you have got a car that is nearing the end of its functional lifespan, or you're kind of thinking it might be, but you're not sure because you've been putting it off, go to Frontier. Go look around. See what they've got. Great. You know, look them up. You can look them up online if you want. I mean, that's fine, too. Look, you know, browse digitally. But if you just go look, they've got 300 cars and trucks on the lot at any given moment, and you can sample the variety of things that they've got available for sale. Good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices. And here's the thing. They stand by their cars because they're going to be here. They've been here for more than 25 years. They're going to be here in the future. And so they're not trying to just get you to buy one time and then they hope they never see you again. They want you to buy and be so happy after the fact that you come back again and again and again, basically for the rest of your life. That's the customer base that they're trying to cultivate. And they have. That's why when you drive around, you see so many license plate frames and bumper stickers that say Frontier Motors on them. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
September 23rd, the day that autumn begins. When I was a boy, my pastor told me that in an individual's life, you only get a certain number of fall times. He said throughout your life, enjoy each season, but especially take note of fall time. Notice the leaves changing colors. Enjoy the brisk, cool air. And be sure, he said, to bask in God's creation. And don't take for granted the majesty and grace with which God created fall time. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you, as my pastor urged me, to not just go through the motions of your day, but be sure to pause and notice the majesty and grace with which God created fall time. Be sure to praise God for His handiwork. John 1:3 explains, all things were made by Him, and without Him was nothing made that was made. Praise Jesus for the beauty of the autumn season.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Morning, 7:22 here on News. Almost 7:22 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He joins us every Friday during the beach season to just give us an update on how the beach is looking this weekend. Dave, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. How has the week been, and what are we expecting for the weekend?
The week has been nice, and I'll tell you what, the weekend is going to be spectacular. You know, we had almost 20,000 cars come out last Saturday, so we expect a moderate-sized crowd out there on Saturday and Sunday, so the weather looks to be beautiful. Fall arrives on Sunday also.
Oh, yeah, nice. So green flags, yellow flags, not too sure?
It should be green flags. Should be okay. Fairly calm. We had green flags yesterday, and again, the water is flat and calm. And again, it's a beautiful weekend. You know, it's people still take advantage of the beach, and it's a beautiful gem we've got right here.
Outstanding. And we haven't had very many, you know, jellies or anything for a little while. I think that's kind of cleared up mostly, right?
Pretty much. I was in the water a few days ago for well over an hour and didn't see any. So we're again, it's going to be a great beach weekend. Looking forward to it.
Outstanding. Dave Greenwood is our Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, trains the guards, oversees them, handles the staffing, and keeps us informed and, you know, helps us make sure
and
that we're safe.
All the complaints. And
who could complain to you? Come on.
Hey, there's always trouble in paradise somewhere.
Sure. Am I right in thinking that the number one complaint that you ever get is when you have red flags, double red flags now, flying, and you tell people that they can't swim when they've come down on vacation? Is that the top complaint you get?
Pretty much. Well, that's a question I get. Like, yeah, last week we had double red flags flying for this tropical storm or for the hurricane, and then somebody called and asked me, are there still double red flags? Because I want to take my family to the beach. I'm just wondering if it's red flags. And, oh, sir, if it's red flags, you do not want to bring your family to the beach, single red or double red.
Either way, not a great idea. No, I know, and you're so good at explaining that. Dave Greenwood is our Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you for the time, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend, Andrew. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You too. 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3. If you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits, you have to deal with HR and, you know, payroll, and you got to figure out health and dental and vision and life and disability insurance, all that stuff. Hey, if you like doing that stuff or you think it's going great, wonderful, ignore me for a minute. No worries. But if any of that gives you the jitters or the eye twitches or you don't want to deal with it or you know it's not good and you want to fix it or you just don't know what you're doing in that regard and you want to get some advice, that's why you can call Torgerson Causey. They are a comprehensive local employee benefits agency for more than 20 years helping businesses like yours and ours. I mean, Cat Country and News Radio, we use them and they are fantastic. They gave us choices in our health insurance plans we did not have before. I mean, they're not miracle workers, right? They can't, like, fabricate insurance options. But they can find the best ones and then provide those as a choice so that we can pick what's best for us. And that's what they did. And we didn't have that before. I mean, they've been great. Answer questions. We always have questions, especially my wife is a very detail-oriented former engineer. She asks questions. most insurance people don't have good answers, okay? Torgerson Causey always finds good answers for her, you know, so they get her thumbs-up stamp of approval, which is not easy to get. 433-9996, or check them out online, tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but if you're at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox, North Palafox, that whole intersection right there is about a 5-7 minute delay on that, so just be aware of that. Also, I-10 eastbound, it's backed up all the way to Pine Forest now, so expect about a 10-minute delay associated with that one going to Highway 29 through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody asked an interesting question. As I was giving all of the stats for Shohei Ohtani, I should have ended with, and a partridge in a pear tree. That would have been funny. No, but they said, how many different pitchers did he hit against? And I don't know. There were 6 pitchers fielded by the Marlins. I'm not sure if he hit against all of them or not, but that's kind of a funny thing, too.
Did you say against the Marlins?
Yeah. What did I say before?
Oh. No, I was just saying my Marlins.
Yeah.
No. I haven't watched the game yet.
Yeah, they're the victims of this amazing performance. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a House task force is holding its first hearing next week on the Trump assassination attempt. And this is our local congressman says one of his sources has revealed a substantial known threat.
I had a senior official from the Department of Homeland Security in my office before the second assassination attempt, saying that what he has assessed is that there are 5 known assassination teams in the United States, 3 inspired by other governments, 2 that are here that are known domestic assassination teams.
Congressman Matt Gaetz there, and the task force hearing is set for next Thursday. I believe they'll be focusing on the rally in Pennsylvania primarily during this upcoming hearing.
Well, look, I think we are all well aware that we feel that President Trump got blessed or lucky twice.
Okay? Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And he's now had his presidential protection detail raised to max, right? He's getting president-level protection, which is kind of what he should have had all along. Anyway, but in a weird sort of way, though I still have grave doubts about the administrative competence of the Secret Service and of their implementation on the ground of plans and staffing and that kind of stuff. The individual agents are great. That's not the problem. It's the how many agents do you give, and you know, what are their rules, and what sort of rules are you following, and are you using drones, and are you okay? There's all kinds of other stuff besides the individual agent is fantastic. But the one good note is, on the one hand, all of these would-be assassins have certainly seen this is not as hard a target as we thought. Because for 2 incompetents to come so close, right, means that a professional might succeed. But at the same time, having the 2 failures by incompetence has served to harden the defense. Because we know this is a threat, we know this is active and ongoing, and, you know, we're not going to let this happen. So there's a weird kind of loss and gain in all of this to me that, yes, the actual assassin types who are capable, trained, foreign funded, or domestically, whatever you want to think of it, they would have had it easier if they'd have done it first. Now, the threshold is higher, in my opinion, which is good because I do not want to see aside from just caring about the former president, caring about his family, I cannot imagine what would happen in this country if we had an assassination of a presidential candidate.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
Don't want to think about it, that kind of stuff. David, thanks so much for the update. 729 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Bands on the Beach, of course, every Tuesday. Next Tuesday is going to be Crosstown out at Pensacola Beach, 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion. The Dragon Boat Festival, 10th annual, October the 12th. So we're about, 2 weeks out for that? 3 weeks out for that? Can't think. I guess it's 3 weeks. Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club, 40 teams, thousands of spectators, always a good deal. Enter a team or become a sponsor now at newsradio923.com. Shred-a-thon comes up on Saturday, October the 5th from 8 to 11 at the fairgrounds. Bring 50 pounds worth per car. That's what you want, 50 pounds worth. That's about 2 bags or 2 boxes of documents. And I know that is every time they do it, you know, they run out of time and shredders before they run out of people, just because there's always so many people wanting that. And then the last one, Seafood Festival is coming. Seafood Festival comes up the September 27th through the 29th, downtown Pensacola, always a big event. Again, go to newsradio923.com for more information. What else do we have going on? Oh, You know what? I got a news note about coffee that made me, oh, so very happy. I'll probably share that with you coming up next. Plus some interesting local ordinances that I was reading that kind of surprised me.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. In-person voting in Virginia for the November 5th presidential election begins this morning. It runs through Saturday, November 2nd. 13 electoral college votes at stake in the Commonwealth. The Republican has not won Virginia in a presidential election since George W. Bush in 2004. President Biden hosts his first cabinet meeting in nearly a year at the White House. Then he opens his Wilmington, Delaware home for the summit of the leaders of the Quad. That's the alliance with Australia, India, and Japan. Vice President Harris visits Georgia today and Wisconsin. Wisconsin this evening. Israelis warned to avoid gathering together.
We've seen a massive barrage of rockets come out of Lebanon to communities in the north of Israel. And each day, the potential of a second front opening in this war seems to be closer.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin reporting from Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 70 degrees right now. Beautiful sunny skies here in Pensacola today. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Three people have died after a crash involving a car and two motorcycles on West Michigan Avenue. That happened just after midnight this morning. The Florida Highway Patrol says a car driven by a 42-year-old Pensacola woman was making a left turn and turned directly in front of two motorcycles. Both of those motorcycles crashed into the left side of that car. The riders were identified as a 22-year-old Pensacola man and a 24-year-old Pace man. Everybody involved in the crash died of their injuries. Well, we're now about a week away from the state's homeless camping ban taking effect starting October 1st. It'll be illegal to sleep on public property that's not designated as a campsite. If homeless shelters are overcrowded, local governments would have the option to create temporary homeless camps that are secured, maintain cleanliness, and provide access to water and restrooms. But so far, there's not a plan to create one of those locally.
We are sitting at no plan. Neither the county nor the city have offered up any pieces of property to help out agencies. And we're all wondering what this is going to look like. And we're approaching that deadline.
And homeless advocate and Alfred Washburn Center Director Michael Kimbrell there, and he says there's well over 1,000 homeless people in Escambia County under that new law. The government could be held liable if the ban is not enforced. A Pace man dead after motorcycle crash last night on the Pea Ridge Connector in Santa Rosa County. That happened on Highway 90. FHP says the motorcycle went off the road and hit a curb and no other vehicles were involved in that crash. A Santa Rosa County prison inmate that was already serving a life sentence has now received a second life sentence for beating his cellmate to death back in 2020. 32-year-old Joshua Gardner was sentenced after a jury convicted him on a second-degree murder charge. Prosecutors say Gardner beat his cellmate, Jose Aperio Becerra. He was found unresponsive with facial fractures and a deformed skull. A prison official called it the most gruesome thing she'd witnessed in 19 years working in the prison system. PPD still scratching their heads and wondering why a hit-and-run victim climbed back into the car that just hit him and left the scene last Sunday. That happened at a convenience store on East Gregory Street. PPD says the vehicle hit a man at the Circle K gas station, but then the victim jumped in that car. Everybody left together. There's still no word on why it happened.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a medical issue with the driver. It could have been that the driver was impaired. It could have been the driver was upset with this individual. We just don't know at this point.
And Wood says officers are still looking for the car and the driver involved. And if you have information, contact PPD or call Crime Stoppers. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still no accidents to let you know about, but you're going to see some slowdown if you are heading on I-10 eastbound from the Pine Forest exit all the way down through Highway 29 and past the construction zone. Still seeing some delays, about a 10-15 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warming up into the mid to upper 80s for your highs. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back into the 70s. Keeping sunshine around through the entire weekend. Plenty of sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Lows overnight in the low 70s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEARTV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, a beautiful morning, 73 degrees, sunshine in Pensacola, also 73 in Gulf Breeze and in Milton. In our next news at 8 o'clock, we have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, some good news for home buyers as mortgage rates continue their decline. According to the latest figures, the standard 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is now less than 6.1% this week, and that's down from 6.2% last week. It also marks its lowest level since February of this year, and it also is down 20% from last year's 20-year high, which was nearly 7.8%. Now, this comes on the heels of some housing data yesterday from the National Association of Realtors, which said that existing home sales were down 2.5% to 3.86 million. The National Association of Realtors chief economist Lawrence Yoon said that lower mortgage rates along with increasing inventory would be a powerful combination that would provide an environment for sales to move higher in future months. The NAR also said that the median existing home price, $416,000, that's up 3.1% from $404,000 the same month last year. On Wall Street, stock futures continue to point a bit lower this Friday, and that is Your Money Now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Paul Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
When I think about you, I think about love.
President Biden did the right thing. It was an act of patriotism for him to make that decision. And, you know, not a lot of people, and I could name one in particular, would give up power willingly.
I wonder who you're talking about.
He who shall remain nameless, right?
Bill Clinton? He Who Shall Remain Nameless. Ah, the jokes I use in Transgressors are now getting used in real life by Hillary Clinton. This lie, it's a fascinating lie. Listen to this lie again. This lie that Biden just voluntarily stepped aside as an act of patriotism and gave up power. He was forced out of this race because he could not win, and it was getting worse. And this revisionist history that somehow he's to be praised for not driving the Democratic Party completely off the cliff, which he was doing, right? It's an amazing thing for her to say. Now, I watched most of this interview last night with Jimmy Fallon, and she's one of the surrogates for Kamala Harris, right? And she's got a book out now as well. I don't remember the name of the book. It's kind of a funny name. If you want to look it up, John, it's kind of a funny name. It's a very foo-foo-y sort of name. Reflections on Love, Justice, Poetry, and Mimosas or something like that. I don't remember that's the subtitle. Anyway, sometimes people say a thing either inadvertently and it's significant, or they deliberately are using a strategy of weird misdirection. I just want to talk about this for a second. I'm let her say what she's going to say. So, yes, hold your steering wheel a little bit tighter. It's going to be Hillary Clinton for a minute.
She's done something else.
We're talking about Kamala Harris.
She's done something else, which is to contrast so dramatically with his doom and gloom, his fear-mongering, his hatred of different kinds of people, the darkness, the divisiveness. She's out there saying, you know what? We're better than this. We can all come together. We can have a better future. And I love that level of joy and enthusiasm to get people thinking again. How do we get our country back on the right track and actually, you know, listen to each other, do some big things and make a difference, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's a really interesting statement. Do you hear it? It was right toward the end.
Level of joy and enthusiasm to get people thinking again. How do we get our country back on the right track? And
how do we get our country back on the right track? Your party is in charge, ma'am. If the country is on the wrong track, then could be. It could be the people in charge. So this is one of those weird things where the Harris campaign is being run. If you pay attention to it and how they're saying things, they're running as if Trump is the incumbent and in office. I mean, that's a lot of the presentation. They're trying to tout their own success, but there's also the way they're talking about Trump. They're treating it as if they are the challengers, the outsiders coming in to reform the thing that they're already running. And that one phrase
again, how do we get our country back on the right track?
That's just a fascinating either deliberate manipulation or, you know, a weird admission that things are not good. I'm not quite sure which, but it's a fascinating way to say something. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris herself sat with Oprah. I did not watch all of it, but I did catch this one clip and I thought this was entertaining to me. Here, listen.
It was so powerful at the convention when you said you have guns. No, at the debate. At the debate.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
But
my staff will deal with that later.
Okay, so I have questions. So now she believes in the death penalty. She believes in lethal force use. She believes that people ought to be able to have guns and use guns to kill people. Oprah, meanwhile, is aghast that a friend of hers that she loves dearly actually owns a gun. First person she's known outside of her own private security that she pays for. right? I mean, come on, right? But, you know, it's either brilliant, you know, I always wonder how many of these things are staged. Okay, we're going to have you mention you own guns at the debate. We're going to have you mention you own guns in the National Association of Black Journalists interview. And then when Oprah brings it up with you, we're going to have you say this line because it's going to make you look like the tough law and order, you know, the district attorney, state attorney, the one who believes in justice and, you know, believes in the quick decision for the home invader, right, for the would-be robber. It doesn't seem to be exactly a fit for her historically or her party historically, But it is an interesting play for the undecided voter who might hear the soft on criminals, defund the police, isn't a big fan of the use of force, and then think, oh, well, she's going to shoot a bad guy. You know, she must be okay. But here's the other thing. The more I hear her talk about her guns, the more I have a question. I want somebody to ask, oh, what do you own? Now, she may have a ready answer. It may be easy for her to answer. It's the kind of thing that it might reveal nothing. Oh, well, we've got a 12-gauge shotgun, and I've got a hunting rifle, a 308, and, you know, we've got a .22 revolver, and Doug carries a Glock 43, a 9mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, she might have a good answer. She might have no idea what she's talking about. And I would be curious. It's a natural, because by the way, isn't there something weird? John, you're a gun owner. Okay, yes. You're a concealed carry guy.
Mm-hmm.
If I ask you, John, do you own any guns?
I would say yes.
But you would also usually say?
The Glock 43X,
yeah, right.
The Sig Sauer, P365, 9mm. I mean, you have answers.
But it's a normal thing.
Yes.
Even when somebody doesn't ask you, what do you own? You normally like to tell.
Right. I'm proud of these.
Yeah, it's a very, well, I've got three AR-15s. You know, like, people who own guns are usually very forthcoming about what they own. So to say, oh, you own a gun, yes, he owns a gun and I own a gun, without volunteering what you own, it's not super weird, but it's a little weird. Because it is much more common for people to say, man, here's what I've got. It's also weird for Oprah not to ask. Because if she's so curious about these weird, strange people in California who own guns in their homes, you know, I don't know, that's my one thought about it. But I'll tell you, the line, it's a fascinating line.
If somebody and I thought that breaks was in my house, they're getting shot.
7:47 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has got traffic for us.
Well, on Highway 90, if you're traveling both east and westbound right around the Walmart area, you're going to see some delays in Pea Ridge. Let's see here. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest exit and Highway 29 through that road construction. About a 15-minute delay now. Starting to back up more. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody says, ask her what caliber they are.
Yes.
And maybe she knows. I mean, give somebody the benefit of the doubt until they prove you wrong, right? Maybe she knows. Or maybe she's going to talk about, you know, high capacity barrel shrouds or something. I don't know.
Or the feet per second of her ammo.
Oh, my God, stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. All right. Hey, if you have a plumbing need, a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet, or, you know, when you turn on the water, or if the water heat is not good enough, or if the water pressure is not good enough, these are all things that maybe Barbary Plumbing can, I mean, they can fix a lot of them. They can't necessarily make water pressure, but you might have a problem that they can fix that is impeding water pressure. That's certainly something they could do. Give them a call at 477-8782. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. Barbary Plumbing.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Parrish packages are back, and they're featuring the number one compact tractor in the United States, the Kubota L2502 with quick attach loader, Land Pride 6-foot cutter, and Land Pride 6-foot disc, all for $29,999 cash or as low as $385 a month. Doesn't include tax fees or insurance. Plus, you get a free pipe top trailer. Visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway. Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. 0% APR financing now through 9/30/24. See them or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs,
cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Put down the gun and give me my detonators.
Give me my cell phones and walkie-talkies, Hans. 7:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I'm getting so many funny texts in here about the Kamala Harris gun story. You know, one person says, I'd like her to be asked what she owns and for her to say that, I want to read it exactly. It was pretty good. So he said, I'd like her to say a 9 caliber or a 45 millimeter. That would be funny. But again, you don't know what somebody would say until they actually say it, and maybe she would know. As somebody else says, you could ask her what kind of gun she owns, and what she would say is, well, I was raised in a middle-class family. Oh, and somebody else says, you know, I've never felt the urge to tell somebody what I own, you know, if they ask me if I own guns. Okay, fair enough. I don't know. Maybe you're just different than I am. Somebody else is like, I've got an AR-15 with 3 clips. I've got they're listing them out because that's how gun owners talk a lot of times. 7:51 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I told you there'd be a good story about coffee coming up. I will tell you that in just a moment. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. The Postmaster General rejecting claims that they won't be able to handle mail-in ballots. Louis DeJoy was asked by a reporter on Thursday about claims that the Postal Service may potentially misplace mail-in ballots ahead of the election. DeJoy said he has the same response for everybody who says that they won't be prepared for the election. It's that they are wrong. A witness said there was nothing unusual that leading up to the ill-fated 2023 OceanGate expedition to the Titanic that killed 5 people on board. Renetta Rojas, a volunteer who worked with the crew, testified Thursday at the Coast Guard's hearing into the implosion. She said there was a loss of communication about 90 minutes into the dive there.
You know, one thought that I haven't really said on the air about this is we have this idea, I think we have this idea, that, you know, anybody ought to be able to get into a submersible and go down to the Titanic and look around and be totally safe. You know, I think of Lewis and Clark.
Right.
You know, I think of the messengers who would carry information about deployments of the Mexican army across Texas back and forth between California and the East Coast. You know, like, I think about historically all of the people who died trying or died exploring or, you know, inventing or just, this notion that somehow life and great accomplishments come with no risk, that we're sort of, when something goes wrong, that something went wrong. How about when something goes wrong at that depth? That's just how things work.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. It's a weird paradigm to me to think that, you know, well, you know, everybody can just climb Everest safely. What?
There's no guarantees right. In day-to-day life, let alone at, you know, the bottom of the ocean.
Exactly. Yeah. It's you don't need to explain why something went wrong in an incredibly novel and dangerous situation like that. Sorry, go ahead, David. That's kind of struck me that way today.
Well, and this one as well, Tennessee's highest mountain now dropping the name of a Confederate general and going back to its Cherokee name. Klingman's Dome was named in 1859 after General Thomas Klingman. But the Cherokee people have always called it Kawohe. This week, the U.S. Board of Geographic Names voted to change the mountain's name back to Kawohe.
Yeah, this is part of the 600 renamings that the Interior Department is using, and it may be the subject of a portion of the Transgressors Memorial Service today. So, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:54 on News Radio 92.3. I told you there was a good story about caffeine out there, about coffee anyway, and this is... I have to confess a thing that I suspect makes me very, very normal, and therefore it's probably true of everybody else. It is not the way science is supposed to be used, but I think it is the way we use it when it comes to health things. when a news story comes out that says blank thing you do is bad for you, you ignore it and say, they'll probably change their mind in 5 years. And when a study comes out that says blank thing you do is good for you, you're like, see, told you, science. Science. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm not wrong.
No,
tell me
you're
I'm wrong.
Not.
Okay, so the study is that your morning cup of coffee, and not just a single, but three cups of coffee, is really, really good for lowering your risk of developing cardiometabolic multimorbidity. This is one of these long studies looking at 180,000 people and basically discovered that coffee drinkers who drink three cups a day, and I'm like, oh, the sweet spot, two in the morning and one at night, typically for me, that's very common, reduces the rate of cardiometabolic multimorbidity by 48% compared to those who don't drink at all. 48%. If you had three cups, it's the best. 40.7 if you had a couple, and you know, if you drank less than one cup, you're the norm base. So they didn't study tea. They didn't study other caffeine delivery platforms like, you know, I don't know, energy drinks or something like this. And obviously, this is not a question of, well, more is better. You know, there's a kind of an ideal spot. But they do say they might have some, you know, risk of loss of sleep or whatever. But whatever. They're not 100% sure about causality. It could be, corollary. But they did say, for example, people more likely to consume three cups of coffee a day might also tend to have a healthier diet or to be more physically active. Now, does that seem likely? The healthy eaters and exercisers I know are usually not coffee drinkers. So, no, it's the rest of us schlubs that drink a couple of cups of coffee a day and are therefore going to live longer than you are. Hey, Dr. Ruth outlived Richard Simmons. You draw your conclusions. John Pickens has got... well, the studies say John's got traffic on the fives.
If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, just know that there's about a 10-minute delay there as congestion rolls through there. Also, if you're traveling 29 south of 9 Mile Road, you're going to see some delays in the southbound lane. Also, over in Midway, both east and westbound right there at the bridge exit, you're going to see some delays in both directions there. Other than that, traffic's rolling good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I will tell you, part of the reason that I don't cover national politics as much as I cover local. It's actually my job is to cover more local things. But national brings out the mean person in me a lot more. It just does. It brings out the snarky, sarcastic, you know, angry. You know, I watch Trump, I get angry. I watch Kamala, I get angry. I watch most of the stuff. So this morning I'm indulging just a little bit, but y'all are equally as mean as I am. I'll just say that. Somebody says, I'm sure next she'll tell us she's been a lifelong NRA member.
Talking point.
Oh, stop it. You're so mean. I love you so much. that's amazing. 437-1620. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, now may be a great time. Now may be a terrible time. I don't know. You know, the Fed dropped the rates by 0.5 point. That doesn't directly translate to mortgages, but there's a relationship there. They're expected to drop rates, you know, several more times over the next 6 months. Does that mean now is the time? Does that mean in a few months is the time? Does that mean you missed your window? Does that mean that as interest rates drop, that investors are going to jump back in, actually counteracting the benefit in home prices and driving them back up again? I don't know. I'm just a talk show host with a philosophy degree. Talk to Christina Leavenworth. She is the one who knows answers, and she'll have a better perspective on this. And even things like, you know, what about the shifting of the way the real estate agent fees work? What about the way home insurance works these days? And in Florida, if you have not been paying attention to this, this is a huge deal in Florida, including things like, you know, do you need to demand that the person selling you the home puts in a new water heater or on a new roof, or are you going to have to do that if you're selling? Great questions. Ask her 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.